The U.S. Department of Education has approved Wisconsin's plan for $1.5 billion in federal pandemic aid for schools, stemming from the American Rescue Act plan. But there is a major caveat, which creates uncertainty for dozens of school districts about just how much money they'll receive. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more.
The caveat is that the Department of Education will not allow Wisconsin to exclude districts that were virtual last school year from receiving a portion of the funds. That idea came from Wisconsin's Republican-led Joint Committee on Finance. The committee inserted a provision into the state ESSER III plan to give $114 million only to schools that were in person for most of last school year. The Finance Committee provision makes up a small amount of Wisconsin's $1.5 billion in ESSER III funding, which stands for Elementary and Secondary Schools Emergency Relief. But it's been a sticking point holding up federal approval of Wisconsin's proposal, which means some school districts have delayed planning for the money. The Department of Education finally did approve Wisconsin's ESSER III plan Monday, but the department is holding back 5% of the funding until Wisconsin changes the provision that rewards in-person districts. Georgetown University school finance expert Marguerite Rosa says the Department of Education has given conditional approval to other states, but this is unusual.
We've seen some of those, but the caveats are really minor, not major like this one. I mean, this caveat is like, go back and re-meet with your legislature and change a law that's on the books, right? That's a massive caveat.
The Finance Committee's Republican co-chairs, Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne, released a statement calling the Ed Department's decision a political move. They said they would continue to work on a plan to direct money to districts that prioritized in-person learning. The struggle over how to spend the federal aid leaves some school districts in limbo. Kettle Moraine in Waukesha County is one of them. It would have received more than $2 million from the in-person school provision. Now it's unclear how much ESSER III money the district will get. John Stellmacher is Kettle Moraine School District's CFO.
It's disappointing because not having some budget certainty right now on when and if we will get some of that funding is complicating some of our planning, especially as we start talking about the district budget for the 22-23 school year.
Other districts, like Milwaukee Public Schools, have gone ahead with their ESSER III planning. That's because 90% of the ESSER III funds are automatically distributed to districts with higher student poverty levels. So MPS's portion of the money is both bigger and more certain than affluent districts like Kettle Moraine. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.